Hi everybody, I'm Katya and welcome to the Lotus Flower Yoga Podcast. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Now let's begin.
So allow your toes to fall out to the corners of the mat. Allow your palms to turn up at the side of the body, allowing the spine to be in a long line. Allow the head to be neutral. And allow the body to completely let go. Allow the jaw to release and the eyes to melt into the back of the head. And just become aware of the breath as it enters the body and the body rises. And as it leaves the body and the body falls. And with every exhalation, just drop a little bit deeper down into stillness, steadiness. So I'm going to tell you a story between a weed and a big tree. Both grew on the bank of a swiftly running jungle river. One day the tree looked down at the tiny weed and said, "Hey, you punny little creature, why do you stand near me? Aren't you ashamed to be by my side? See how great, how big, how tall I am, how sturdy and strong. Even an elephant cannot move me. But look at you. You shouldn't have come here. People will see the difference and laugh at you. Why don't you move somewhere else?" The weed bent her head. "Sir," she said, "what can I do? I don't come here purposely. I just happen to be here. I know I'm not as strong and stiff as you, but please pardon my presence." "All right," boomed the big tree, "but just remember your place." This conversation happened during the rainy season. The very next day, a heavy rain came, inundating the jungle and causing a terrible flood. When a river floods, it erodes the banks and pulls down anything in its way. Coming in such force, the water pulled down the great tree instantly. But the weed bent down, flattened herself completely, and let the water run over her. When the flood passed, she rose up again. Looking this way and that, she wondered, "What happened to the great tree? I don't see it." Far away, she heard the tree's reply. "I'm being pulled down by the water. I should have been humble and simple and supple like you. Now I'm being destroyed. What we need is the strength of steel, but with steel's flexibility. Not like crude iron, which is very strong and hard but breaks. The body must be so supple, it can bend any way you want it to. Such a body will always be healthy and tension-free. The moment we sit down for meditation in such a body, we'll forget it."
Thank you.
become aware of your body again, lying on the floor. Just draw in a few deeper breaths. Coming back into this world of activity. Allowing some gentle movements to come into your fingers and toes when you feel ready. Allowing a stretch if that feels comfortable for the body. Namaste. I see you soon, guys, for another session.